This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No Who Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No Who Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama is dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. Our number two of Radio Night Live is off and running, and of course we are thrilled to have you with us. If you missed hour one, some really good stuff from Abby Johnson and Governor Mike Huckabee on the importance of the Hobbs decision and the overturning of Roe v. Wade and what a difference it all makes and is going to make. That is a couple of perspectives that I really appreciate, because Abby is probably one of the foremost activists in the pro-life movement. She had her ultrasound in Times Square and brought Times Square to a pin drop silence by having her ultrasound projected up on the big billboards in Times Square. And she's always fighting for the truth for young women, for the culture that we live in today, and for all of what it means. Governor Mike Huckabee, kind of on the other end, has been in the fight since the beginning, so it was fun to get their perspectives as activists. But my guest coming up this hour in the Ladies' Lounge is Charmaine Yost, Dr. Charmaine Yost. We've been together at multiple pro-life organizations side by side, working in the trenches, and I think we're going to have a really nice conversation about various observations about what all this means. And I hope that you'll just stick around. I think it's going to be great conversation in the historic week that this is. Friends, I really could not get over the fact that on Friday, when my watch went off, I was on the yoga mat in the gym in the morning, and I pull a double class. So I'm doing classes back to back, and I only do that on Fridays. But I have one of these Apple watches, and the phone with all the alerts just starts pinging my watch like crazy, ding 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 ding, and so I look up, and even the lovely bride goes bye bye Roe in a text to me. And so there was this whole this kind of flooding of thoughts in a very short amount of time that didn't really hit me until I got back to the house, cleaned up, was doing my show later that afternoon, and it just hit me. This has been a priority for my life for 48 years. 48 years I have been fighting to overturn Roe v. Wade, and we finally did it. And there are a number of people that need to be thanked. God, obviously, it's within his sovereignty that he allowed the court to decide this at this point in time. But I'd also think that Donald Trump has a lot to do with this. In fact, if what Governor Huckabee said in the last hour is really true, if Hillary Clinton had been in office, this would have gone significantly a different way, because she would have added at least three more judges to the other end, and they may have packed the court with even more seats by now. The idea that we could do this and not just get a 5-4 victory, but a solid majority, 6-3, in the Supreme Court is really quite astounding. And it shouldn't be that surprising. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, I mentioned this in the first hour, you can put her quote back up on the screen if you want to, Ivan, but Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the progressive holy grail of justices, said Roe was bad jurisprudence. It went too far. The broader issue should have been always left to the states. This was something that she would have agreed with. She would have agreed with the rationale being argued in the decision as it came down on Friday. Well, we know that Justice Antonin Scalia would have as well. We know that Justice Thomas quoted from Justice Scalia in his gun control decision on Friday, which was another 6-3 win. And friends, this court, in this court session, dealt with all of the following with massive wins. Voter integrity issues came before the court. They sided with voter integrity, actually surprisingly, by a score of 8-1. So some of the liberal justices were on the side of voter integrity in that particular case. You had them involve themselves in religious freedom issues and citing again, as they have for the last 2 years, for the practice of religious liberty across the board. This same court on Thursday said to every one of the seven gun control states that have these standards that are so ridiculously high to get to carry your gun, to get to have a concealed carry license, they said, you're going to have to change that. It's too restrictive. It's not in keeping with the Second Amendment. Huge win. It's going to knock New York back decades in terms of what they're going to be able to do by way of gun laws. And they're going to have to make allowance for regular citizens to get a concealed carry license. Same with California, New Jersey, others that have made it really, really prohibitive. And then, of course, the case that kind of wound it all out was Roe v. Wade being overturned on Friday. But I wanted you to know that a lot of us that believed in Roe v. Wade from the beginning, we never changed what we had to say. Yeah, Nancy Pelosi and AOC and Joe Biden all went out and said that this was an attack on women's rights and that this is a fundamental right that's found in the Constitution, even though it's not. Abortion's not mentioned in the Constitution. Freedom of choice isn't mentioned in the Constitution. This is all read into it through some sort of kabuki theater of, oh, well, it's in the 14th Amendment. Okay, show me where. They can't tell you, but guns are in the document. So I mean, the Second Amendment's there. There is no amendment that says you shall have the right to an abortion. Anyway, but not all of them have believed that the entire time they've been in public office. In fact, take a look at this video from the President of the United States, Joe Biden. Take a look at this.
I do not view abortion as a choice and a right. I think it's always a tragedy. And I think that it should be rare and safe. And I think we should be focusing on how to limit the number of abortions. And they ought to be able to have a common ground and consensus as to do that.
You heard what he just said? He does not consider it a right or a choice, but a tragedy? This was the same guy who Friday afternoon was telling the entire country that he was going to make sure that abortifacients were made available through prescription drugs anywhere in the country, regardless of what the laws are. This is actually a man who is willing to say he was going to break the laws to see to it that abortion goes forward. That's how radical the new face of the Democratic Party has gotten. From what you just saw of Joe Biden from a number of years ago, obviously he could string two sentences together, so it was significantly in the past. In fact, play it again, Ivan, just one more time. Here's Joe Biden from just a few
minutes. I do not view abortion as a choice and a right. I think it's always a tragedy. And I think that it should be rare and safe. And I think we should be focusing on how to limit the number of abortions. And they ought to be able to have a common ground and consensus as to do that.
How to limit the number of abortions. How to make them rare. These are not words that the abortion lobby has used in decades. In fact, in the last few years, they have fought every time that someone has sought to limit abortion in some way, whether it's through parental consent, parental notification, any number of laws that are designed to give informed consent to the woman herself, any number of laws that have just been there for the protection of women, like you shouldn't be able to get an abortion from a doctor who's not even qualified enough to practice medicine to have admitting rights to a hospital. Like, just because he has a book on surgery in his garage doesn't mean he gets to do abortions. And yet the AOCs of the world, the Joe Bidens of the world, the Nancy Pelosi's of the world, they adamantly fought even common sense regulations to bring down the number of abortions. Why? Because it is a blood-stained, money-making business that Planned Parenthood has discipled all of their followers into. You basically get baptized into a river of blood at Planned Parenthood. And that's why when people like Abby Johnson saw what was really going on, and their conscience was awakened. They said, I can't do this anymore. I can't just kill babies for money. And friends, that's what it boils down to. At the end of the day, 48 years ago, when I began to fight this issue, it was about one thing: the innocence and the vulnerability of that child not being able to defend itself. We believe that a child should have a right for someone to defend it once it's born. But a child in the womb is in a very precarious spot, or it was until Friday in most of America. Now, in 41 states, there will be a measure of protection that goes into ensuring that that baby will have a chance at life. There are still hot spots that we're going to need to work on and try to bring down those numbers. But friends, make no mistake, this is a wonderful development for a nation that says that it champions freedom and the divine rights granted by the Creator for every human being. You can't do that if you're killing millions of them in the womb. All right, Kevin McCullough, my very good friend, Dr. Charmaine Yost, joins me next. I think you will get a lot out of this conversation, please. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
York. Back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, welcome to Saturday Night, and always pleased to have you stick around for the second hour as we delve into what we fondly call the ladies' lounge around these parts. It's one of the oldest running bits in radio now, started about 9-10 years ago, and the idea was to engage and to bring to the airwaves some of the just really needed voices to be heard from in terms of women across all kinds of expertise in American life. And my next guest, I am happy to not only have back as a second time guest with us here, but also to call her a very good friend, as we have worked at some of the same organizations in the past, or she's been at an organization and hired me to do work for her, or vice versa. And we've just littered a long trail. And Charmaine, I don't know about you, but for me, yesterday it kind of hit me over a period of time. Like when the news first broke, it just a lot went through my mind. I remember the first time that I heard or knew about what the words Roe v. Wade meant. I remember hearing about abortion when I was very small. I remember my mom volunteering at crisis pregnancy centers. And I remember from those very earliest stages, just being someone that was very connected to the moral importance of overturning that case and seeing this day come about. Now, fast forward, 48 years later, and here we are, 48 for me, 49 years, I guess, is how long it's been since the decision had been determined. But it just seemed to me that over the course of these last several decades, so much of what we've dedicated, you and I and others that have been in this fight, have dedicated our entire lives to. And it happened. It's now come to pass. And I know you've probably got some thoughts about ways that, you were impacted by the process itself. But it will be forever a huge chunk of who we are, who we were, how our lives operated. There was so much that was dedicated to the seeing of this ruling come down and taking the next step. And we can get into that a little bit later. But I really am curious, like, What went through your mind? How did you? Who were the first people that you thought of when you heard the news?
The targeting of black babies, and in the context of everything that we've been through in terms of racial questions and conversations over the last year, I feel like that's a really poignant part of this for me over the last 24 hours, because it just seemed like straight out of the box that's where they went, and there's just such a lack of recognition of how much they don't want to talk about the racial tinge to all of these conversations. And so that's kind of at the top of my mind, because some of the relationships that I've made along the way in the pro-life movement, some of the ones that have meant the most to me have been the black pro-life friends we've had a lot of conversations about how this movement connects very, very deeply and personally to them in terms of the feeling of being targeted for their race. And I think that's important.
For people that don't know what you're referencing specifically, and Governor Huckabee in the first hour made mention of it as well, but a lot of people still don't know, Charmaine, even to this day, the history of Planned Parenthood, kind of the eugenist, racist tendencies of its founder, and why they even target the locations of where their clinics have classically been placed in cities all across North America. But for people that do know, it's been an assault on black babies. I mean, the abortion movement has taken more black lives
than gang violence at the end of the year. There are several zip codes here in New York City where more black babies were aborted each year for the last 10 years than were born. And when you start adding up all of those types of things, Charmaine, I would think that with the discussions about race that we've had over the last couple of years, that somebody at some point would have, you know, in the mainstream picked up on this and said, you know, this is a significant racially motivated issue here. And yet nobody touched it. And nobody did for most of the, you know, 40 something years that I was aware of what the discussion was about.
It's always kind of weird to me. Sometimes with not just this issue, but a lot of issues, sometimes you kind of think, what is that alternate reality where the left lives up to their own ideals and the shoe would be on the other foot? They would be the ones defending pregnant black women and saying, look, why are we not welcoming their babies? Why are we not solving the problem that's bringing them to this clinic instead of saying, oh, well, let's just get rid of the problem? And to me, you know, as you and I have both been doing a lot of talking over the last 48 hours, and one of the things that came to my mind in one of the conversations that I was having about Roe was this phrase that we've used as a vision statement within the pro-life movement for decades now, which is that we wanted to see a day when every baby was protected in law and welcomed in life. Mm-hmm. And that was always really inspiring to me because it went to the fact that, you know, the reason this is such a compelling issue is that it's not just this bloodless legal thing. It's like there's a real actual effect. There's real babies that will be born. There's real lives that will be saved. And some people, this is not original to me, some other people commented and posted a picture of the Washington Post did a story on a young woman who in Texas, who after the Texas law was passed this last summer, I guess it was, she carried twins to term, and they had pictures of the twins, and they were like, the whole framing of it was like, here's these babies who were born because of the horrible Texas law. And it's just like, it's so Alice in Wonderland, right? Like, here you have these precious lives that are destined for something that God created them for. And to frame it in terms of, oh no, they were born because of this law, instead of, yeah, hey, welcome, protected in law and welcomed in life. And, you know, that's the mission and the calling for us in the pro-life movement now, is to be fully present and fully aware of the fact that there are women who are in situations where they feel really, really desperate. And we shouldn't gloss over that. We have to grapple with that. I believe that we have. I think it's a false accusation to say that the pro-life movement has been unaware and has done nothing. We have, that this country is blanketed with pregnancy care centers now.
Yeah. One group that knows that we have is Antifa. And, you know, with Jane's Revenge, they're out there trying to discredit those resource centers, which have really been the backbone of the credibility of the pro-life argument. Everything that we've been accused of thinking and believing, the Crisis Pregnancy Center kind of turns on its ear. It's not convenient. It's not easy. It's not simple. And yet there have been millions of volunteers at thousands of centers that have donated hundreds of millions of hours over the last decades to help women in that moment of time in which they need it. We're talking with Charmaine Yost. We're coming right back. It's Radio Night Live. Don't go away.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Biden will be in Europe starting this weekend for meetings with the G7 nations and NATO allies. twofold mission on his hands, finding ways to lower food and gas prices while keeping allies unified against Russia and its invasion of Ukraine. Before he left, he signed the Safer Communities Act, which addresses gun violence in the wake of several mass shootings within the last month. Most of the $13 billion in the law going to mental health, but it also enhances background checks for those under 21 and closes what's known as the boyfriend loophole. The president also weighed in some more regarding the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade.
My administration is going to focus on how they administer and whether or not they violate other laws, like deciding to not allow people to cross state lines to get public health services.
He adds his administration will take steps to protect women's health. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
And now, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Dr. Charmaine Yost is my guest on this very auspicious weekend. And I can't help but think, Charmaine, you know, just even how this decision came down. This was a term at the court that I think, well, to be honest, if you were a real constitutionalist and you were really paying attention, you got a lot of things that you liked out of this court this season. They defended religious liberty. They called for, accountability in voter integrity issues that were before them. They told New York State and other gun control heavy states that they're going to have to readjust how they think about the Second Amendment. And of course, they kind of topped off the whole thing with that was somewhat, anticlimactic because someone had leaked a version of the opinion earlier.
But Justice Alito really dismantling the logic and the execution of Roe v. Wade in every way possible. There were five fundamental flaws that he found in the original, that the majority found in the original Roe ruling, that they said, you know, we believe in stare decisis, but this trumps that stuff because it was so bad. And they said the same thing about Casey, which of course was built a lot on Roe. And I'm just curious, Charmaine, as someone who's advocated for women, for moms in crisis pregnancy, you were a part of Americans United for Life, you were a part of Family Research Council, you've been a part of the Heritage Foundation, really great organizations that have done a lot of work on these issues. What was your assessment of how the court kind of finished out its year this year?
You know, Kevin, I, over the last couple of weeks as we've been waiting for this decision to come down, I reread the Alito decision because when it was first leaked, you know, we were all racing through it. And I thought, you know, I'm going to sit down and really kind of soak in this a little bit. And look, at 90 pages, are a lot of people going to wade through the legal decision? Probably not. I did post a link to it on my Twitter page. It's easy to find, but if you want to go to my Twitter page, it's right there up at the top. I wish people would read the decision, Kevin, and because you and I know how these things go. Over the next few weeks and months, the decision in many ways is going to be lost in the public consciousness and taken over by the talking points and the spin and the takeaway lessons, when in actual fact, Justice Alito sat down and very carefully, very methodically just decimated Roe and Casey.
Yeah.
And I, as someone who spent time in academia, still spends time in academia, I really, that was deeply moving to me because I think that a public policy, regardless of what your philosophy is, public policy needs to be rooted in reality and rooted in truth. And to me, even if you do support abortion rights, I realize this is mythical that this wouldn't happen, but if you're an abortion rights supporter, you should welcome this decision because he's taking it and he's saying, this was just completely wrongly decided. There was this falsehood. There was this lie. There was this inaccuracy. There was this weak argument. And the wild thing about it is that so many people on the left agree with him privately, but many of them actually even publicly. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, for example, was publicly a critic of Roe v. Wade.
Yes, she was.
So to me, it's almost, I feel like this is an emperor has no clothes moment for us in public policy related to abortion, of having Alito just kind of pull the Band-Aid off and be, I'm going to mix all my metaphors here, but he's pulling the curtain back and being like, the emperor has no clothes. This thing was bogus from the get-go. It's an intellectual house of cards, completely bankrupt. And to me, something like that is just deeply corrupting both of the people who are forced by their ideological presuppositions to defend it, but also to those of us who are kind of conscripted into this world of fake mirrors that they've constructed around this, right? And I, you know, even disconcertingly over the last couple of days, I've seen people kind of trying to push back and saying, no, the historical record is not what Justice Alito describes in the decision, but frankly, the historical record is what the historical record is, and he corrected it.
Well, not only did he correct it, he lambasted the dissenters and said, you didn't even try to make an argument that would be worthy of upholding the general premise of what you're trying to argue. It was so, and so I think even Sotomayor and Kagan and Breyer even knew that, you know, it was bad and it was going to go away. But another good win, and very similar to the day before with Justice Thomas's decision on the Second Amendment, both Thomas and Alito quoting heavily from Justice Antonin Scalia. Talk about a monstrous presence on the court even after he's gone, with Heller and with this decision today, a huge presence. We're coming right back. It's Radio Night Live. A few more minutes with my special guest, Dr. Charmaine Yost. Stay here.
The The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Intense, and I'm sitting there just sweating, trying to catch my breath, and can't even breathe. And my watch is going, and I'm like, "What's going on?" And I'm looking down, and every news alert, on planet Earth is coming through to my phone first, and then my watch saying, "Hey, Roe v. Wade's been overturned." Even my bride texted me, and she knew I was on the mat. She's like, "Bye, bye, Roe." And I thought, "This is really going to be a big day." Well, then I get, back to the studio, and I get cleaned up, and I start working on the show for the day, and it just started to hit me how massive this was and how many long hours people have put into this. And so much has gone towards this ultimate kind of moment of seeing Roe be dismantled and done away with. But a lot of us knew and said for many weeks leading up to this, this doesn't change the laws in about 6 states. maybe 9 states that are really going to hold on to this in some form or fashion. In, believe it or not, the minute that the decision came down, I think there are 15 states that immediately had trigger bans that went into effect. There's another 26 states that have some form of legislative or gubernatorial signature that's needed or something that is still awaiting. But overall, there's about 41 states that were in some way going to begin eliminating or greatly limiting abortion in their state, which leaves those few states that I think are going to get even more intense and nasty about it. And I thought, you know, the next casualty of all of this is going to be truth. And that didn't take long. The president was out. Pelosi was out. They were saying things that weren't even factually accurate. And then you're like, how do people even listen to these folks? And it would be funny if what they were saying wasn't so misleading and so terribly off course. And then my thoughts naturally kind of wandered over to the elections in November. And I know that there's going to be a lot of pitting Americans against Americans on this. But one of the things I saw that really struck me in the gun decision coming down from Clarence Thomas was that 83% of Americans agree with the Second Amendment being at its core about self-defense. When you look at the data on what people believe, not when they're using the terminology of choice and, abortion or whatever, but when they're asked about things like, you know, should children that can survive beyond the viability of the womb, should they be allowed to survive? Americans have a very long, big majority of opinion that says, no, we want to value a baby's life. That's what's your opinion on how that's going to be manipulated or kind of chessed in a game of wits with the American public between now and November?
So I think that's a really good question, Kevin. And in so many ways, the left is reduced to coming out and saying, oh, you're going to pay. This is going to be awful. And it'll be interesting to see if they're right. I think not. And the problem for the left is that they've committed the cardinal crime that you're always warned against in public policy, which is believing your own press releases. Mm-hmm. And I think that they...
Boy, this White House does for sure.
Oh, absolutely. And I think they know better because, you know, they can read crosstabs as well as you and I can. They know that the American public is fundamentally pro-life, but they've always spun it as if, you know, they go out and ask the false questions of, do you support Roe v. Wade, and then not. And, you know, of course you get people who say yes because Americans like the status quo. They don't want there to be upheaval. But when you ask them specifically about the various holdings of Roe, then they started to lose people in a hurry. And going back to your point, to tie into your point about the president's speech, here's the fundamental problem that they have. Even the president couldn't get through his speech today without talking about the baby. And he caught himself, Kevin. I know you saw this. I know you noticed it. It's just like, you know how he struggles sometimes with his words. Well, it was almost like you could see in his eyes he was so overcome with this instantaneous revelation that a realization that he'd said the wrong thing, because you're not allowed to talk about the baby from the left, right? But this is the problem for them, is when Roe v. Wade occurred back in 1973, you didn't have the kind of sonograms that we do now. You didn't have the life-saving life-saving surgery for the baby. And we've been living with this cognitive dissonance in America for so long now, of where in one wing of the hospital you have them trying to save a baby at 22 weeks, and in the other wing of the hospital, and I mean, this literally happens in some hospitals where they're doing abortions in one wing and saving babies in the other at exactly the same week
stage of life. Yeah,
that's just, you know, that's not where the American people are, because it's common sense, right? If you can save that baby, you should. And I think that that's a real, it's like this rock in the middle of the stream for the abortion supporters and defenders. Of course, they're going to deflect and go off to all kinds of different, you know, what about this poor woman who can't afford the baby, et cetera. You know, they're going to play that drum a lot. And I think it's super important for us to keep responding with how much much we care about the circumstances women find themselves in.
Yeah, and I don't think it hurts to let people know exactly how often those types of circumstances that they're trying to make those examples out of actually occur. I think a lot of people, you know, when you hear this debate, and again, the interesting thing about this case is that it re-brought up an argument that had largely just gone silent for a few years. But when they bring up the, well, what about? And, well, do you know how often that actually happens? And, well, yeah, what about the case of where the dad rapes his own? Well, okay, we have laws that deal with him, and there's compassionate ways to approach that. You understand that that's less than 0.1% of all pregnancies that, you know, are out there. And I think the middle of the country that is not hyper-partisan, but that is kind of common sense driven, they just want to know that, you know, the world's not spinning out of control kind of thing. I think that they're very open to a very plain, truthful, common sense, compassionate approach. Charmaine Yost, you're a delight and a treat. Thank you for sharing your time with us tonight. I'm so grateful.
Thanks for having me, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about, getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
Ladies and gentlemen, back to the music spotlight stage, Casey Musgraves.
Early April, you walked up to me, changing colors on city streets. Petals surrounding us from every shade of pink. We happen quickly as humans do. Summer was coming and change was due. Look at me now, I'm falling at your feet. I'm a cherry blossom, baby. Don't let me go away.
Musgraves and the song Cherry Blossom, rounding us out on Radio Night Live tonight. Thank you. If you've been watching on Salem News Channel or Biz TV, we appreciate your viewership. If you've been listening on great radio stations across the country, please reach out to those stations and thank them for carrying Radio Night Live. We are the most syndicated radio show in America on the weekends, and it is an honor and a privilege to have you here with us as part of the routine. Kevin McCullough saying also thank you to Governor Mike Huckabee, Abby Johnson, Charmaine Yost, and Casey Musgraves for making tonight's episode so memorable and so enjoyable. And we will see you this same time, this same place, 1 week from tonight. Have a great one.
And I don't stand the ghost of a chance with you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.